Okay, brethren, the next thing that we're going to look at, okay, well, a lot of times when folks try to say that the church is going through the tribulation and such as that, yes, ma'am, you're fine. They go to Matthew 24, and they put the church in Matthew 24. Brethren, listen to me. The church is not in Matthew 24. She's not in Matthew 25. Again, the church, she's not to be found in there. And let me show you what I'm talking about. Go to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Remember, it's the time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob's trouble. Now watch this. Matthew 24, look at verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, and by the way, he had just been referring earlier to the abomination of desolation, which happens at the 3.5 year mark. We know that. Okay? So immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together the elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, brethren, that is not the church. Brethren, when the church goes out, no angel takes us out. No angel is involved gathering us. You have God in you, the Holy Ghost, and you're gone. Do you understand? You are gone. The Holy Ghost is in you, which also shows you the ministry of the Holy Ghost is not the same, because if they had the Holy Ghost like you have the Holy Ghost, angels wouldn't have to gather them around like they're doing. They are not born again. They are not sealed. They don't have what you have. Brethren, they get gathered by angels. And I'm going to show you what it's referring to. We're going to got a lot of scriptures to look at. Brethren, but so remember what we read. You have the Holy Ghost. Boom. You got the power to go up. And when God says it's time, you're going out. Angels don't gather the church. Now, there may be a tearjerker country song about angels coming to Canada. There may be, but that don't make it biblical.
Right.
Do you understand? Brethren, no angels gather the church up. But what happens here? What's happening here? What did we just read? Jesus comes back. Not in the air. He comes back to the earth and He sends angels to gather a group. His elect. Brethren, the Old Testament referred to Israel as the Lord's elect. Elect in the Bible means at times Jesus Christ, Israel, and in the church age, the saved folks. But this is prior to the cross. The elect He's talking about is Israel, and He's going to gather them because they've been scattered. Take your Bible. Watch how the Old Testament verses we are now going to look at correspond to Matthew 24. Go to Isaiah 27. Isaiah 27. Just got to stick with me tonight, brethren. Isaiah 27. Isaiah 27 verse 1. In that day, the Lord with His sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and He shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. And that day sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Fury is in me. Who would set the briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them. I would burn them together. Or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud, and shall fill the face of the world with fruit. Hath he smitten him as he smote those that smote him? Or is he slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? In measure, when it shooteth forth, thou wilt debate with it. He stayeth his rough wind in the day of the east wind. By this therefore shall the iniquity of Jacob be purged, and this is all the fruit to take away his sin, when he maketh all the stones of the altar as chalk stones that are beaten in sunder, the groves and images shall not stand up. Yet the defenced city shall be desolate, and the habitation forsaken, forsaken and left like a wilderness, there shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down and consume the branches thereof. When the boughs thereof are withered, then they shall be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore he that made them will not have mercy on them, and he that formed them will show them no favor. Look at verse 12. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall beat off from the stream of Egypt, and ye, look at this, ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. Did you see that? Did you see that? The context is in that day. It's when Christ comes back and He's going to gather Israel one by one where they've been scattered all over the world by the Antichrist. He's going to gather them. Look at verse 13. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet... Well, we just read Matthew. He'll send His angels with a trumpet to gather His elect. It's not the church. Angels don't gather us. He gathers Israel. And they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. Take your Bible, go to Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11. Verse 1, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of the eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. This is the second coming. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now, the reason I'm reading all this, you have to get the context. What's the context? The second coming. Verse 10, and in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Look at verse 11. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set them up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of who? Israel. And gather together the dispersed of who? Judah. Where? From the four corners of the earth. That fits with what you read in Matthew 24. And it says, look here, the envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim, but they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west, and they shall spoil them in the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind will he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. Once again, it's that gathering. It's that gathering. That's what Matthew 24 is about. Go to Ezekiel 11. Ezekiel 11. Now, brethren, I am trying tonight to exhaustively go over this with you. And you've got to get it and understand that, brethren, what Jesus spoke of in Matthew 24 was no surprise. It was alluded to all in the Old Testament. But the rapture was a mystery. The church is not in Matthew 24. Jesus is referring to the things we're reading about here. Look at Ezekiel 11, verse 15. Son of man, thy brethren, even thy brethren, the men of thy kindred, and all the house of Israel, holy, are they unto whom the inhabitants to Jerusalem have said, get you far from the Lord. Unto us is this land given in possession. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they shall come thither, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof and all the abominations thereof from thence. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Take your Bible, go to Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36. Look at verse 24. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Matthew 24. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. Let me see here. Keep reading. I want to give you the context. I've just got to. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced or inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places, and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will do it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feasts. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Go to Zechariah 10. Zechariah 10. Verse 6. Zechariah 10, verse 6. And I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them. And they shall be as though I had not cast them off, for I am the Lord their God, and will heal them. And they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as through wine. Yea, their children shall see it and be glad, their heart shall rejoice in the Lord. I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they shall increase as they have increased. And I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live with their children and turn again. And I will bring them again, look at this, I will bring them again also out of the land of Egypt, and gather them out of Assyria. And I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and place them, and place shall not be found for them. And he shall pass through the sea with affliction, and shall smite the waves in the sea, and all the deeps of the river shall dry up, and the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart away, and I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, saith the Lord. Quickly go to Isaiah 66. Brethren, I know it can be rough right here now, but we've got to get it. I want you to see that this was given in Scripture. This was told, it was understood how the Lord would gather Israel. Isaiah 66, look at verse 15. For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with His chariots like a whirlwind, to render His anger with fury, and His rebuke with flames of fire. Now, brethren, That's the second coming. You know that. You know that. That is the second coming. That's obvious. Okay? For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination of the mouse, shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto the Lord out of all nations, upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, saith the Lord, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel in the house of the Lord, and I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith the Lord. Take your Bible. Go to Ezekiel 20. What are you seeing here? The Lord, when He comes back, what is He going to do? He's going to gather the Jews. He's going to gather the Jews. He's going to gather the Jews from all the places they've been scattered. Ezekiel 20, look at verse 34. And I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face. Brethren, this has not happened yet. You tell me a time in the Bible that God, that the Lord, since He brought them into Israel, when has the Lord brought them out from countries and met them face to face and dealt with them like this? It hadn't happened. It's going to happen when He returns. And I, verse 36, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness in the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, saith the Lord, and I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant, and I will purge out from among you the rebels, and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Haven't you read in Matthew 24? Two will be in the field, one taken, one left. Two will be at the... Don't you? Brethren, when the Lord gathers Israel, He's also going to purge them. And the rebels that were among them, He's purging out. Those that are left are those that come into the kingdom. Matthew 24, two in the field, that's not the rapture, brethren. That is not the rapture. The Lord likens it to Noah's flood. At Noah's flood, brethren, who got took away? The righteous or the ungodly? The ungodly. The righteous stayed. At the rapture, the righteous go. In Noah's flood, the righteous stayed. And in Matthew 24, it's the righteous that stay because the Lord's going to purge out the ungodly. Remember that. Please remember it. In Matthew 24, those that stay are the godly. The ungodly are removed. When He gathers Israel from the nations, He's going to look like a shepherd and cause them to pass under the rod and purge the rebels out. And just let those that are true to Him come in. And then He's going to judge the nations in Matthew 25. Church is not around. All right? Take your Bible quickly. Go to Luke 21. Luke 21. And verse 20. Luke 21, verse 20. Luke 21, verse 20. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto, for these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. This happens in the middle of the tribulation. But woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in that land, and wrath upon this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword. Look at this. And shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Listen, brethren. Listen to me. What did He just say? What did the Savior say? You'll be carried captive into all nations. The Jews. Do you understand? That's the Jews. The Jews. Israel. They, listen, says, they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down to the Gentiles. Then when He comes back, Luke right here corresponds to Matthew 24. When Christ comes back, He sends His angels to gather who? Not the church. Angels don't gather us. Those Jews that are scattered all over the world, He's going to bring them in. That's what He's referring to. Brethren, there's even a song, "Lift up your head, redemption." And it's applied to the church. That's wonderful, fine, la-da-da, nice, nice. But it's not doctrinally sound. "Lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh." He's talking to them Jews, man. He's talking to those Jews. Look, when you see this stuff, no, look, hold tight. It's coming. We're going to get you. I'm going to see. We're going to gather in and bring you back in. When you see these things start to come to pass. Listen to this. There's a dear saint of God that I think a lot of. A dear saint of God. Look here. This precious saint of God. Person means well. Person means well. They believe they're going to go through the tribulation. They believe the church is going to go through the tribulation. This individual believes that they're going to be allowed to help the Jews during the tribulation. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. But this individual took me to verse 24 and says, see, it says, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and they shall be led away captive of all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down to the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." And this person said, see, when the Gentiles took over Jerusalem in 70 AD, we're under the times of the Gentiles. And I told this individual, I said, look what it said. Jerusalem shall be trodden down to the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Brethren, Jerusalem's not trodden down by Gentiles today. Jews have it. This thing doesn't take place to the tribulation. Revelation 11:2, the armies come in to tread it down and the Jews are taken captive. This did not happen in 70 AD. It still has yet to happen, but it will happen. Brethren, if you get messed up on this stuff, it leads you to word. I know a dear sister means well, but thinks going to go through the tribulation and try to help the Jews through that. Why? Based on erroneous understandings of Scriptures. And let me tell you how bad it is. I told this individual, I said, listen, the Jews don't have, I mean, I said, the Gentiles don't have Israel today. The Jews have Jerusalem. So that didn't apply. You know what? It's just like blinders are on. Brethren, you better be careful. Brethren, look here. Look at what it says. Look at what it says. Okay? Take your Bible, go to Matthew 13. Matthew 13. Matthew 13, verse 36. Matthew 13, 36. "Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And His disciples came unto Him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the who? Angels. So that lets you know, the church is nowhere to be around. Angels do not reap you. Angels don't reap you. Paul said, if you're saved, absent of the body, present with the Lord. And when you come back at the rapture, I mean, you've got the Holy Ghost in you. Boom, nobody reaps you. You just go. Look at this. "As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth His angels." Now look at this. "And they shall gather out of His kingdom all the righteous." Is that what it says? It says, what are they going to gather out of His kingdom? They're going to gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth. Guess who stays? The righteous. This is not the rapture. The wicked go, the righteous stay. In the kingdom of the Father, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. You know what we just read in Matthew 13? It corresponds to Matthew 24. Go back over there. Matthew 24, verse 29. verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not, and the flood came and took them all away. Who got took away? The ungodly. Just like in Matthew 13. Who gets took away? The unrighteous. Who stays? The righteous. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. The one left is the righteous, the one gone is the unrighteous. Two women shall be grinding at the meal, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch ye therefore, for ye know no hour your Lord hath come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known to what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. But in other words, if the good man's watching, he won't let somebody be taken away from his house. But at the rapture, you want to be taken away. In this instance, you don't want to be taken away. You've got to rightly divide it. And Matthew 24 does not have the church in it. That is not the church. Okay. Now, brethren, you can preach a good salvation message from it. No doubt people have preached some good salvation. But doctrinally, that is not what it's about. Take your Bible, brethren. Take your Bible. Go also, look at Matthew 24, verse 44. Matthew 24, 44. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Who's that talking about? I'm going to show you. It's talking about in Daniel, in the book of Daniel, that there are going to be Jews that are not going to hold true. They're going to hook up with the Antichrist, and the Lord's going to come back when they're not expecting him, and appoint them their portion with the hypocrites. This is the Lord's second coming. It has nothing to do with the rapture. Go to, with what I just read you, compare what I just read you with Daniel 11. Go to Daniel 11. Daniel 11. Verse 30. Brethren, also remember the saints in the Old Testament are Jewish saints. The saints, as far as the church, are not spoken of in the Old Testament. The church was a mystery. Daniel 11, verse 30. For the ships of Chittim shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return and have indignation against the Holy Covenant. Talking about Antichrist. So shall he do. He shall even return, look at this, and have intelligence with them that forsake the Holy Covenant. Don't you see? Antichrist makes his agreement. But there's an undercurrent in Israel, like a fifth column, you know what I'm saying? Like some undercurrent. There's an undercurrent, and he has intelligence. In other words, he sends people in and says, look, it's almost a thing of, look, you guys for me? I'm going to make my move. You with me? Are you with me? I'm going to come in. I'm going to take. He's having intelligence with them that forsake the Holy Covenant. There's an underground movement going on, just like you find when Jesus returns, just like you find at the end of the 1,000 years, where the devil is released and Gog and Magog. There's a little undercurrent here. And so look what it says. Verse 31, an arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. When Antichrist comes in, he's going to have some insiders helping him out in Israel, evidently, from what you read here. He's going to have intelligence with those that forsake the Holy Covenant. With those that forsake the Holy Covenant. Brethren, Jewish, the law, and all that stuff is coming back in. It's going to be a little different because it's also faith in Christ, but it's coming back in. And the sacrifices and all will be going on. Antichrist is going to have some intelligence with some those of Jews who are being turncoats. He's going to come in with troops. He's going to go in and claim to be God. Now watch this. Verse 32, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. It's possibly the 144,000. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame and by captivity and by spoil many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be hoping with a little help. But many shall cleave to them with flatteries. Now the 144,000 I don't believe will be killed, but I think they'll be instructed, folks. And some of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge and to make them white even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. What you have is Antichrist. Before he comes in to claim to be God, he will have some intelligence with some of the Jews who are turning turncoat. And they're going to help him come in, set him up, and those Jews that know God are going to be like, "No, who does he think he is?" And he's going to try to kill them, and that's when they've got to flee to Judea, flee to the mountains, and run and hide. Okay? But notice our Lord spoke of, in Matthew 24, some of the Jews are going to turn turncoat. Our Lord delayeth His coming. And they'll start, you know, selling their brethren out and doing things. And the Lord said, "I'll come in an hour, you're not ready for me." He's talking about the Jews. Of course, but all kinds of messages get preached about it, and that's fine and dandy. And that's a spiritual application. But the doctrinal application is for the Jews. You've got to get that. Alright, so brethren, again, this gathering that we've talked about is done by angels. The gathering of the church is by the power of the Holy Ghost. The gathering of Israel was not a mystery. Look how much look at all the scriptures about it. But the gathering of the church was a mystery. We've got to stop there. I think we can have one more stopping period. We can close it up. So let's take a break.